post-transcription and translational regulation in virus are some of the mechanisms that are affected by viruses for that inhibits host protein regulation. And in Politina virus, translation inhibition is gene-specific. That is, some of mRNAs like riboflavin-binding hexamer, aryl-ferrin, JHE, lysozyme are its targets, but those of transferrin, ferritin, and GHBP are not. In CSIV, an HTIF is identified, and in the lab, we have reported that there are two types of HTIFs. We named this CPBB15-alpha and beta, which is present in Cutitia pluteli BRCA virus. In this study, I am interested with a Politina virus that is present in Cutitia glomerata, which is actually a related species of Cutitia pluteli. And we hypothesized that since this Cutitia glomerata is in the same family as Cutitia pluteli, that this CGBV or this this Politina virus that is carried by Cutitia glomerata has an HTIF also, which may affect translation of some proteins in the host. Yesterday's talk, we have learned about some of the types of innate insect immune responses, like intracellular, cellular, and humoral immune responses. And infection by PDV may affect one of this or some of this insect immune responses. And Cutitia glomerata is known to parasitize Pierce rippi and diamondback moth or Plutilla celestila. And its life cycle is the Cutitia glomerata female wasp injects its egg on DBM along with ovarian proteins, some toxins and teratocytes and PDVs, and the egg develops inside the larva and emerges and develops into cocoon, and develops into an adult, and the cycle moves on. And Politina virus, as we have learned from the previous talk, it's composed of it is actually a double-stranded DNA, and it is integrated in the wasp genome, and its variants are formed in the calyx cells of the female wasp. And consequences of this Politina virus infection are suppression of the host immune responses and developmental arrest. Plutilla celestila is one of the serious pests in South Korea. It is it's a serious pest, especially for imported cabbage, which we use for kimchi. In here, we try to identify HTIFs that is present in CGBV, and we analyze its expression pattern and prove this expression pattern in translation level by using immunoblotting technique, and we try to locate where this HTIF is located in the hemocytes. And we did functional works like hemocyte spreading assay and overlay experiments, and finally transient expression and RNA interference. And so first we tried to know what proteins are inhibited by CGBV parasitization. So what we did is we ran hemolytic proteins from non-parasitized and parasitized DBM, and as you can see here, this band is not present in the parasitized DBM, and actually this is around 90 kilodaltons, which probably are storage proteins, but these two types of storage proteins here are not inhibited. And a band around 15 kilodaltons was identified after immunoblotting assay using an HTIF antibody. And what is interesting is we did not find this band in parasitized DBM, but when we run RT-PCR, this storage protein is expressed both in the parasitized and non-parasitized DBM. And we locate the this HTIF in hemocytes, and we found that this HTIF is located in the cytoplasm and not in the nucleus. And when we overlay cell-free plasma parasitized DBM on hemocytes of non-parasitized DBM, so you can see here still that the HTIF is localized in the cytoplasm. And then we analyzed spreading behavior of hemocytes. So it is shown clearly here that hemocyte spreading behavior of parasitized DBM is significantly reduced, and compared with the hemocyte spreading behavior of non-parasitized DBM overlaid with cell-free plasma of parasitized DBM, still hemocyte spreading behavior was inhibited, but not as much as the parasitized one. And then we tried to clone CGHTIF, and we are successful in cloning. We are successful in cloning the one type of CGHTIF. There are actually three types. We found three types of CGHTIFs in CGBV, and we named it as CGHTIF 1, 2, and 3. And as you can see, these three HTIFs are very identical with each other, with especially the N-terminal and C-terminal region, with only 3 to 4 differences in amino acid sequences. And extending the homology search, these HTIFs are actually similar or identical with some eukaryotic initiation factors and some malaria toxic proteins. And using real-time PCR, this HTIF are expressed late after parasitization, and this was confirmed by immunoblotting assay using an HTIF antibody. So you can see that this HTIF was expressed from day 5 until day 8 after parasitization, and it is tissue-specific. Expression of this protein is tissue-specific. It is expressed in the hemocyte fat body, but not in gut. Actually, these three HTIFs have different expression pattern. So HTIF 1 is expressed as early as day 1 after parasitization, and it's continually expressed until day 8. But H2 and HTIF 3 are not expressed until day 2 and day 4. And among these three, CGHTIF 2 is mostly expressed compared with HTIF 2 and 3. And to know exactly the function of CGHTIF, we did RNA interference. And from here, you can see that hemocyte spreading behavior was inhibited when we injected recombinant HTIF. But when we injected double-strand RNA specific for HTIF, hemocyte spreading behavior was recovered. And when we run hemolymph proteins from these injected larvae, we have found that storage protein is inhibited in recombinant HTIF, but not in double-strand RNA. So from here, we conclude that there are three HTIFs, and infection of HTIF may affect translation of some of the host proteins, which will be used up by the wasp for its own survival and proliferation of the virus itself. Thank you.
Do you have 3 minutes for questions?
Do you have thought on why the injected HTIF actually is taken up by cells in a certain way? Because it seems like it's a cytoplasmic protein that would be secreted.
Actually, it's a secretory protein. It has glycosylation sites, so we predict that it is secreted. So it's taken up. It is secreted in the hemolymph, and we predict that it is taken up in the fat body after a while. So
any other questions?
Where does he bind? Does it bind to the message? Does it bind to the ribosome? Then the translation. Where does it bind?
Well, actually, for CGHDIF itself, I don't know, but in our previous study, as I said, CGHDIF is very similar with CPHDIF, and we know that CPHDIF or CPB15 is similar with a eukaryotic initiation factor, and this eukaryotic initiation factor is a cup-binding protein. So.